We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
It's a bit lonely in here on my own. No wonder I feel like a bit of company now and then. Nice if I could have a housekeeper. Big, beefy bird. Not skinny like the birds Harold goes out with. Ah, they're a bit close to the bone.
Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
If he ever says one encouraging word to me, I shall drop down dead. I will. Class him to help me with unloading the cart. It's enough to bring on his first world cough. I'm just a lackey. All I do is slide me guts out.
And here they are in The Lead Man Cometh.
Would you believe it? Asleep in the cart. Oi, wake up. Asleep on the job. Right, I'll cure that. This'll wake him.
I'll murder you. Where's my whip?
I'll kill you. Can't you take a joke?
I'll kill you. Joke? I could have broken my neck.
Stop it, Harold. Oh, me legs. Oh, me shrapnel wound.
Come here. Now I've got you. Give me that horn.
What are you going to do?
I only do to you what you did to me. Don't you ever do that again.
Oh, you shouldn't have held it so close. Oh, me eardrum.
Well, you asked for it.
I can't hear. I've gone deaf. You perforated me eardrum. I can't hear.
Don't talk wet. It'd take a supersonic bang to get through all the dirt in there. Come on. Help me unload the car.
You got no sense of humour, that's your trouble.
I'm not in a mood for little jokes.
You've got no right to be asleep on a cart. It could have been a real car. And then what would have happened?
It would have hit us. And with a bit of luck, I would have been knocked off of my seat, fallen into the road, hit me head on the curb, and been laid to rest with a smile on my face. Free at last.
What's the matter with you lately? You're talking daft again.
I'm tired. That is what is the matter with me. I am exhausted. Do you know what time I set out this morning? Of course you don't. You were still stewing in your dirty little pit, scratching yourself. 6 o'clock. That's when I started. It is now 7 o'clock. That is 13 hours. I am fagged out. All right.
Nobody asked you to go out at 6 o'clock. You can't tot at that time of the morning. There's nobody up.
I know there's nobody up. But in order to be ready to commence totting at the most propitious time, there is so many preparations one has to make.
Yeah, like what?
Like going down to the farrier's and having 4 new boots nailed onto the Arab stallion we got. The one that spends most of his time leaning up against the wall in there.
New shoes? Already?
Yes, already.
He couldn't raise a spark out of them yesterday. He was practically down to his hooves on the back. God blimey, I've never met an horse that wears out shoes as fast as that one does. Old shuffler!
He's got to have shoes. He can't walk around the streets with no shoes on. He'd get holes in his hoofs.
Well, they should last longer than they do. If he lifted up his legs now and again, they'd last longer.
It's your fault you don't know how to drive him properly.
You are without doubt the most tight-fisted old twit I've ever come across. denying an horse a proper set of boots.
It ain't just his boots, it's everything. We ain't paying our way. We're losing money.
Well, we're going to start losing some more. I'm going back to eating in the cafe.
Harold, we've got to economise.
I'm not missing my midday meal.
You get a good dinner when you come home.
I need one during the day as well. I'm a big man, Dad. I ain't got sparrow's guts like you.
I'll make sandwiches for you to take out with you.
Sandwiches? Here. Look. Curling up at the ends.
You ain't touched them.
I can't get my teeth through them. How old is this bread? Go on, feel it. Feel it. Go on. If you want to economise, mate, don't give them sandwiches to me. Nail them on the horse's hoofs.
You ain't touched your flask of tea either.
Tea? Them monkeys that advertise it could make better tea than this.
Well, 'twas all right this morning. I mean, you can't expect it to taste the same being in there all day and with a
look,
cork.
Don't try to explain. Just give me my dinner money in future and give me an hand with this stuff. I wants to go to bed.
Well, this ain't going to alter our standard of living, is it? You've been out 13 hours for this.
Don't provoke me anymore, Dad. There's a good boy. I'm not in a very good mood, and I might do something I'd get hung for.
Huh? All I'm saying is if we're going to get out of trouble, we need some good stuff, not rubbish like this.
I can only buy what they wish to sell me.
You've got to induce them to part with the stuff.
What do you want me to do, then? Give them trading stamps?
Oh, we've got to do something, I'm telling you. I mean, what good's this?
That armchair, Dad, is a one-third part of a very fine three-piece suite.
Have you been down the sides?
No, I haven't.
You never know what's down the sides. I've found some very peculiar things in me time.
What now?
Here's half a dollar.
Half each, then?
We'll see. Let's have another look. A pencil. Box of matches.
Oh, that's too tight yourself, with it?
Hair grip.
You need that, you do.
More than you. Oh, a licorice old sort. Oh, I like them.
Gold. Oh, you are revolting.
Not a bad chair, this. Springs is all right. Frame's all right. No moth, no woodworm. Yeah, we might get 30 bob for it if we're lucky. How much do you give for it?
£2.
£2? You useless great lump. You're not worth two pennies of cold cocoa. That's why we're losing money. You just don't have no ideas, do you?
Well, the old dear I got it off needed the money. I mean, she's only got a pension, the poor old girl. I'm going to sell all her bits and pieces. I bought these lusters off her as well.
Yeah, and how much did you give her for these?
Mind your own business. But don't you worry, I'll pay for them. It won't come out of your pocket.
Yeah, dead right it won't. I have to work hard for my living.
You mean I'll work hard for your living? You ain't done a stroke since you dragged me out of school.
I work here. I do the office work, clean up the yard. You got the easy bit. Riding round London all day, sightseeing. That's not hard work.
Look, any time you wants to change over, chum, I mean, you just let me know. Well, it might be a very good idea at that. You look like a bundle of rags and bones yourself. You'd be a very good advert, you would.
I couldn't make a worse job of it than you. You better go and shovel up this table floor and see what we can make on that.
I've just remembered, Dad. Oh. I had the chance of a nice big gas oven today. Uh-huh. I'll bring it home tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we can both put our heads in it.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, for a mere 12 copper coins of the realm, we can be up there, a million miles away,
yes, yeah.
Above it all. Where can you go on a journey like that for a bob? Now, a permanent holiday.
come on, let's do it. I'll go and get the oven. You go and put the sacks under the doors, then fill all the cracks in. Ah, to die,
to sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream.
Aha! There's the rub!
Excuse me.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Excuse me.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't mean it. Please, please, carry on.
What do you want?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm looking for Mr. Steptoe.
I'm Mr. Steptoe.
So am I.
I'm the older one. He's only my son.
Oh, I see. Well, it's like this, you see. You've got on your board out there that you're scrap metal merchants.
Yeah, that's what.
When he can get any.
Yes. Well, I've got some, you see. Under here. Lead.
Lead, eh?
Yes, sheet lead. 200 weight.
200 weight?
Showers.
Would you be interested in buying it?
Not half. Harold, look what you're doing. That's my ankle.
Well, of course, you have come a very difficult time for lead, you see. There's not much call for it at the moment. Oh, if it had been brass, that would have been a different tale.
Did he say lead?
Yeah, lead, Dad.
No, but it'd been brass.
But lead. I mean, do you know anybody what wants lead?
No, not these days.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I haven't got any brass.
Oh, there's just not the market for it at the moment, is there, Dad?
No, none at all.
All the big building firms is changing over to plastic, you see.
Oh, I see, yes, yes. So you're not interested in it, then?
Well, how much you asked him for it?
Well, I was thinking of something like £10 a ton.
How much?
£10 a ton.
Would you excuse me a moment while I consult with my father?
Did you hear that, Dad? £10 a ton. It's fetching £50 a ton on the market this morning.
What's he selling it to 10 quid a ton for, then?
Perhaps he don't know.
Of course he knows. We get the boards marked up outside. I don't like the look of him.
Well, I don't suppose he likes the look of us, but that's not a point of issue, is it? I mean, we stands to make 40 quid a ton.
He's only got 200, wait.
Hang on.
Can you get hold of any more?
Oh, I thought you said you weren't interested.
Ah, well, yes, but you see, we stands more chance of getting rid of a lot rather than a little. That is the state of the market.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, well, I think I could probably scrape together a ton altogether.
A ton?
Yes, give 100 weight, take 100 weight.
Hang on. He can get hold of a ton.
He's nicked it.
We're not to know that, are
we? Ask him.
Oh, yes, he's going to tell us, isn't he?
Ask him.
Look,
Anything the matter?
Oh, no, nothing the matter.
Huh.
Oh, well, it's my dad. He's a bit worried. It's not me. But, well, he would like to know where you got it from.
Oh, yes, quite right. Yes, quite right. Well, it's very simple, really. I'm a church man, you see.
Oh?
No. Churchgoer. Chapel, you understand. Yes, yes. Well, you see, this chapel where I attend, it's being pulled down, you see. They're building a supermarket or a bingo hall, I don't know which. Anyway, the minister, great friend of mine, he said, you, that's me, you, boy, says, you are the lead boy, he says to me. You've been coming here longer than the others, he says. I think you're entitled to it. So here I am, with it.
So, it's all legitimate, then?
Oh, yes, yes. I could have had the pews if I'd wanted, but I said, no, I said, let Mrs. Llewellyn have the pews.
Oh,
I said.
You did right there. Oh, yes, pews aren't fetching much these days. Hang on. The vicar gave it to him. They're pulling the church down.
You don't believe that, do you?
Why not? He's been going longer than the others.
He's nicked it.
He hasn't nicked it.
I don't like it, Harold.
Look, you was moaning just now about how that we are. 40 nickel we can make, just like that. That can keep us going for a week. That'll put us right back on our feet. 40 nickel, Dad!
Well, we've never dealt in nicked stuff before.
How do you know?
Well, not to my knowledge, have we ever had any dodgy stuff in this yard. We're an honest firm, always have been.
Yeah, I look around you and see where it got us.
Have you decided yet?
Just a minute.
Because it's getting cold over here and I can take it elsewhere if you don't want it.
No, don't go. I'm going to buy it.
Give us a quid.
No, don't be hasty.
Dad, it's moments like this when you've got to take decisions. This is the way big business is done. Spur of the moment. The right decision has to be taken at the right time. Give us a quid.
If there's any trouble, it's nothing to do with me. I didn't buy it.
Give us a quid.
It's me last one, Harold.
I don't care. Give us it.
That stuff's nicked, Harold.
We don't know that. We bought it in good faith. Give us it.
Just a sec. I'll see what I've got.
Well, go on, get on with it then. What's the matter?
Hole in me pocket.
Oh, God. I thought you had your purse tied to a bit of string.
Yeah, I do, but it's where it's dangling, I can't reach.
Oh, God. I'll find it. Well, keep you a minute. Out still.
You're tickling.
Look, don't follow me around. God, it's worse than trying to thread a pajama cord. Here it is. So, that was your last quid, was it? Can I have the rest, then?
And give me my purse back.
No, Dad. I shall only take what we need.
Well, have you made up your mind?
Yes, sir. We'll take it. 200 weight, 10 quid a ton, that is £1, right?
£1, yes, that's correct, yes.
Here you are, then.
Thank you. Right, where'd you want it?
In the far corner.
Now, will you be taking the rest of it?
Same price.
Oh, yes.
Where's the deal?
Good. I'll bring it round. Right, then, could I trouble you for the...
cash on delivery.
Yes, of course, really. Yes. You're the businessman of the firm, I can see that.
Yes, oh, yes. Yes, well, well, you see, the old man, he's all right, but he holds me back a bit, you know. He's now initiative. I mean, still, what can you expect from old people? I am sorry about your church. A supermarket, eh?
Ah, well, we can't halt progress, can we? No. People have to eat, I suppose. The ecclesiastical gives way to the secular?
Yes, that is true. That is very true.
Yes, well, I'll be off then. See you later with the rest of the lady.
Right.
Right, good night, sir. Nosta.
Oh, yes. Nosta. The saucepan vacca and all that. You see, that is the way to do business. Stride in there. No messing about. This isn't a bad little deal. We're going to make 500% profit out of this. 40 quid. Just like that. And we haven't even had to go outside for it.
Let's hope we don't have to go inside for it.
Aye, that's the lot.
You can't get older no more.
No. Stripped it bare, I have.
Oh, well. Never mind. Mustn't be greedy.
Well, that'll be another £9, I believe.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Dad?
I haven't got me.
You got your old age pension this morning, 4 weeks.
You're not having my pension money.
And you won't have it either if I tell him you're still working.
You wouldn't, Harold.
Nine knicker. Come on.
Oh, all right, but I want it back. Hey, only nine. I saw you putting a quid in your pocket.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pater. That was very forgetful of me. Here's your £9, then.
Right, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to do business with you.
Oh, here's our card. The Steptoe & Son. Best prices paid in London. We buys and sells anything.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's all there. £9. Right, thank you very much.
Well, let me show you out.
All right.
Now, feel free to call on us any time. You know, lead, brass, zinc, copper, antiques, objets, darts... Woolens, rags, semi-precious stones, quality silver, early English paintings, watercolours.
We ain't got any, but we deal in it.
Shut up. No, I don't think you'll be seeing me again.
No?
No. We missionaries don't stay in one district very long, you understand.
Yes, I suppose it does keep you on the go.
Oh, indeed. Oh, yes, it does. One has to go where the need is greatest.
I'm sure. Well... Cheerio, then.
Cheerio. Oh, if ever you feel in need of peace and comfort, we still have a few chapels left in this area. You'll be made very welcome.
Right. We'll drop in sometime.
Right. Peace be with you, brothers.
And the same to you.
Peace be with you, dear.
What are you closing the gates for?
Because I don't want anybody to see that lead.
Oh, God, aren't you in a worry, Guts? He told us where he got it from.
Look, mate, I ain't just falling off a Christmas tree. You're so gullible, anybody can take you in. You're a rotten idiot, Times. He's on the twist.
You always think the worst of people, don't you? Just because he was a little bit scruffy, he is condemned in your eyes. Oh, if they ain't dressed like a duke, you don't want to know, do you? See, blokes like him don't spend their money on themselves. They gives it all away. I happen to believe in
him. Because you want to believe him. That lead's been nicked.
A man of God does not go round nicking lead. You wouldn't recognise an honest man if you saw him. Evil be to him who evil thinks.
You mark my words, we're going to have a couple of Zed cars around here soon. Have you any idea what they get for receiving? 3 to 6 months in the scrubs. I'm 65. I can't start doing porridge at my age.
But Dad, nobody's going to do any porridge. Now, stop worrying.
85 years this firm's been established, and in all that time, we've never had one penn'orth of stolen junk in this yard. Until now. You've dragged the name of Steptoe right down, haven't you? Common criminals, that's what we are now.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I got a good conduct medal in there. Honourable discharge, not a stain on me character. And now look at me. I feel cheap and unclean.
Oh, you poor old man. Oh, you're not unclean. You're filthy. Come on, Dad, let's get all this stuff indoors. Look, even supposing it was knocked off, which I'm not admitting, what can they say? So we've got lead in the yard. That is our trade. We're entitled to have lead in the yard. They can't prove it's been knocked off. I mean to say, it ain't got any little marks on it. I mean, it all looks the same. We're in the clear. I mean, who's going to worry about a little bit of lead? I mean, do you think that's all they got time to do? Wander around junkyards looking for knocked off lead? Look, I'll take it down to the clearing depot tomorrow.
Oh,
what am I going to do with my share? It's difficult to make up my mind, really.
Harold.
What is the matter with you?
In the... He's in the... Out there. I saw him through the window in the hall.
Oh, God, a copper. What's he doing poking about in the yard?
We've been shopped. I told you, they've put us in nick. I'm off.
Well, don't panic. Come out of that cupboard and keep quiet. He's getting warmer.
He'll find it.
Shut up.
We've had it. He's coming over.
Keep quiet. Don't make a sound. Oh, my God.
Harold.
What?
I'm going to sneeze.
You do, and I'll kill you.
Anybody in?
What is it?
Oh, it's the usual thing. It's a list of stolen property.
What did you say?
Lead.
I told you.
He says there's a bloke called Welsh Huey. Been knocking off lead round here, and it warns us not to buy any.
I told you. I said it was hot.
Oh, God. Now what are we going to do? Is that copper might come back.
Get rid of it.
Where?
How do I know? Sell it.
We can't sell it. They want to know where it come from.
Well, we'll have to dump it.
Where?
Anywhere. Just get it out of our yard. Come on. The canal.
Can you see anyone?
No.
Press the lot then. Let's get back.
Oh, I've never known a night like it.
Oh, Gordon Bennett. I'm soaked to the skin.
Only one good thing about this.
You mean there's one good thing?
Yeah. Lead don't float.
Oh, come on. Let's get out of these clothes.
I could do with a drop of brandy.
Yeah, who couldn't? We'd better go upstairs first and change it to something dry.
Thank God we got rid of that lead. Never again, Harold. No mixed stuff. Ever again.
You don't have to tell me. Hello? What's this? Oh, God, blimey, the rain's coming in. It's like a sieve. Go and have a look in your room.
Same in my room. Quick, get a mop and some buckets and put the lights out. We'll be electrocuted.
What's happened?
Hang on.
Oh, what's the matter, Harold?
Oh, God, please don't let it be that.
What are you trying to do? Come back in here. Well?
Well, at least now we know where he got the lead from.
Where?
Off our own rotten roof.
What's that?
Oh, I mean, the ceiling's coming in on us. Well, just don't stand there. Get a corrugated iron. Come on.
What do you mean, come on? We ain't going anywhere.
We want our lead back, don't we?
Yes, but...
And we know where it is, don't we? Come on.
Oh, no. No, not back to that stinking rotten canal. No, not that, Harold. I've got a cold coming on.
I'll push you in here. Come on.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Leonard Rossiter as Welsh Huey. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby J.